We're back to Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. I'm excited to welcome program Tom Booth, entrepreneur. Tom, thanks for calling, man. How did you, growing up, did you always want to be an entrepreneur? You know, we're seeing all these people now, new entrepreneurs growing every day, deciding I'm going to run a business or I'm going to build build my own income so I don't have to work for anybody else again. Was that something growing up that was always in your mindset?
Well, I did always want to have a business. Even as a teenager, I did some kind of import-export thing that I signed up for and ordered some things from Africa and sold them to my neighbors. And I just found it appealing. So that was probably the germ of it.
All right. So let's kind of just jump right into it, Tom, and talk about specifically enough when you started as an entrepreneur.
Okay, so really the foundation for me, what I find appealing in it, you know, my real background was in music. You know, I sang opera for about 30 years, went to Juilliard, sang at the Met, went to Europe. But I wanted to have more financial freedom and independence. So I was really looking at marketing as something that has unlimited potential, both in terms of personal development, in terms of the financing as well. So my real goal has been like more personal freedom and options than just having a business, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And when did you start first doing this, where you would kind of
Well, I'd been in a couple of companies. Actually, when I was singing opera in Germany, I was in Amway, and I joined that, and I built up, I learned to speak German somewhat by doing Amway meetings in like little Gaststättes.
Amway, if you learn network marketing in Amway, you're going to become good, man, right?
I was getting good. I had 45 people that I brought in, and that's in a country that looked at me as a, you know, kind of a foreigner, and I didn't speak the language all that well, but I could put together a meeting and, you know, bring the whiteboard and, you know, and buy beer and round a beer for people and show them the circles. And, you know, I was kind of smitten with it. So, but then after that, I moved back to America. I really couldn't take that particular leg of business back with me. And my singing career took a new turn, you know, going into the Met. So, you know, I kind of let the thing slide for quite a while. And so that's the story there.
Then someone got you back. So tell us how that happened.
I got back, kind of a guy in my neck of the woods was talking about some product that I really saw his ad in a local newspaper that I, you know, a network marketing newspaper about making money. And I called him up and he said he was feeling better, sleeping better and had more energy. And I thought, wow, that's exactly what I'm looking for, because I was feeling run down, you know, underpowered. And I tried the products and they were phenomenal. So I joined that company and did pretty well with it. They had a couple of levels. I got to the like second pin level, and that was something called BodyWise. And I had really great trainers. Some of the top people in that company, one of them is a well-known industry icon in another company. We're still friends. And the only problem there is that the owner of the company kind of downgraded the pay plan. And then
that's always what happens in certain companies. Then you're on to the next one.
So I wasn't ready to go to the next one. You know, I was pretty disappointed because when he did that, I felt like, well, I really can't offer that to someone knowing that they can't really reach the top. So it kind of, you know, poked a hole in my balloon, but I still had the urge. So when I was taking a course with Todd Falcone, and he's the one that brought up our current business, said, hey, what are you doing, Tom? Are you looking for a company? I said, well, I don't know. I mean, I might go back to Amway. And he said, why don't you come and join with us? And I thought, if Todd's in, I'm in. That's all it took.
And so tell me about this company now you're with.
And that's the one I'm with now, right?
So let's talk about it.
Okay. It's okay. All right. Yeah. It's called My Daily Choice. And it was founded by Josh and Jenna Zweigel about 8.5 years ago. And we have a variety of products. They started out with little daily sprays, you know, for nutritional sprays. And then Jenna introduced HempWorks, which just blew the thing up. You know, it became a huge line. And then they also recently introduced another stellar product that Josh had started with in a different company some years ago, which is a fuel factor, which gives you better fuel economy, improves the longevity of your engine, and reduces emissions into the atmosphere up to 30 to 40% better emissions. And personally, I do get like 100 to 120 miles more per tank full using it. And that's what I was looking for, because I drive a lot, and I like my car to last longer considering how much it costs to buy a car right now. you know, more than it's worth.
You know, especially with these things. So that product's the big one, and then hemp. Would you say the biggest product right now?
I think the three bigger ones. They have something called Body Melt, which is about weight loss and nutrition. The daily sprays are a huge seller. Hemp. And the Fuel Factor. And then they have introduced two new things, really fantastic. One is a special travel program, which is you can purchase discount travel dollars rather than a membership, and then take those off your hotel bills. What that is, we're about 40 to 70% less expensive than Expedia, Travelocity, some of those other companies, if you're booking a cruise, a rental car, a hotel, whatever. And then we have a trading platform for trading crypto and Forex and even stocks called Akashix. And that's a membership deal. So that's pretty advanced. But people, if they just follow the leaders, we have some 50 leaders who do this real full time. You can make money by, you know, just copying what they do. So there's a lot of different, really all over the place, right? They call it the house of brands. So they're not just like only a cosmetic company or weight loss company. If that market goes south, the company can go south, but like we can just pivot to, you know, one of the others. And, you know, I've been adding more and more of these into my own portfolio of things that I use and promote. Cause you know, I test them like, hey, right. I'm always sold everything. Yeah.
So what is the biggest thing in network marketing that, again, I've been in network marketing companies. I think everyone does, either people were turned off by them or think they're opportunity. What makes a network marketing company worthwhile to join versus people who don't want to do this? What do you think the pluses versus the minus? Because you got to know a lot of people. If you don't know a lot of people, you don't want to talk to a lot of people. It's really not the business for you.
Yes, it is. It is a business of talking to people one way or another. You know, you have to either make a list of people, you know, you have to go out and find them like in the professional community, real estate, financial planners, people like that. You can also buy leads, which I do that as well. And those are screen leads. They filled out a form. I'll tell you what's really appealing about it, different than other types of businesses. I've been also in the car industry and other things, is the personal growth, the training, the fueling and personal desire, you know, things like, it's like discipline, focus, you know, habits, behavior that's going to produce like success and income, and just working with people, leading people, becoming a growing yourself, becoming a leader. There's so many aspects to it. And I'm kind of talking fast because I know we have limited time, but that's first of all, the appeal is a personal growth aspect. And it's, you know, it goes back to like think and grow rich. How you think is what you bring about, Bob Proctor. What kind of vibrancy can you put out in the universe that attracts things back to you? And you know, that you don't get that in most other environments. And so I find that's fascinating. Plus the possibility of making extra income or life-changing income. And, you know, most things don't have that because they put a cap. They say, hey, Tom,
Somebody who's not doing a business that's theirs. There is a cap.
Exactly.
There is a true cap. If you are a salary employee, you can never dream about making more money. When the certain money that's coming in the bank, you either get and go to a new job, or you have to ask for an advancement, but it's very small. If you truly want to put the effort and you truly want to grow something big, you can write it down on paper, you can write it on a board, and you visualize it and it comes to you. It's but right. The problem that the secret didn't teach in the first secret, which they teach in the second secret, you have to take action. If you don't take action, you'll never amount to anything as a business owner. I think that's what you teach. And you have to be out of your comfort zone. In any business, you have to go out of your comfort zone. You got to get out of your cocoon and really sprout and understand that there's going to be bumps in the road. And Tom, you'd rather have a proven product that works than going and creating your own product or creating your own brand. You want to brand yourself with this company so that you can brand yourself as a success as an opera singer and all these things. But you don't want to create something from scratch. And that's why this is attractive to you.
To me, I don't really have the qualities to create something from scratch like that, a product. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a scientist. And so I'm working with people that do create it. And you're right. You ask great questions. You listen really well. And what you were talking about, accountability, there is accountability. There was accountability in singing. You have a major rehearsal in a major theater. You show up prepared. Yeah. or you're like, there's the door. And it's the same thing in this business.
I was the wrong person in network marketing because I want to be the brand. I want to be the guy. And I don't want to be relying on other people to grow something. That's why I wasn't successful in network marketing. I mean, I still did really well in Visalis with my mentor, GJ Reynolds, who taught me anything in network marketing. I understand it completely.
Right.
GJ is the co-owner of Women of Faith, and he's in other network marketing companies. I still think he still has equity in Visalis. If you remember Visalis, it was like a huge company. I mean, they went global, and I was part of that where I was doing marketing for GJ and all that stuff. That's how I learned marketing. So I look at network marketing as something for somebody who doesn't want to have to worry about an IT team 24/7, does not want to have the phone ringing and be sued, doesn't want specific things that there are pluses and minuses.
Yes.
And I have nothing against network marketing. It's just the hardest thing is you're going to go in, either people love it or they hate it. There's no in between or never been.
You have to create an environment that makes it more appealing. I think My Daily Choice, we have a tremendous amount of fun, great leadership. I think the company really is exploding worldwide. And actually, you've created your own brand, you know, the media giant. There you go. That's it.
And it's just developing, and it's come from the pro wrestling days to my nationally syndicated radio shows growing 13 years. I owe a lot to GJ Reynolds. GJ was the first to introduce the celebrity segments because I wanted to do celebrity segments all the time, and I didn't think about monetizing it. And GJ's like, well, do it for me. I'll pay you. I'm like, okay. And we ran through the whole Visalis thing and the 90-day challenge is a shout out to GJ Reynolds. Again, 5-star millionaire from Visalis, one of the original equity holders of Visalis. And I learned so much from GJ.
Yeah.
He always pushed me into network marketing, meaning pushed me, encouraged me when I'm like, no, I want to do the celebrity thing. I want to do this thing. But that goes back to my days in pro wrestling. I have nothing against so many network marketers. The thing that people have to understand is there has to become a checklist. If you were finding entrepreneurs that are real estate agents or any, they're in insurance and say to themselves, are you sick and tired of being handcuffed versus creating, do you want to create something yourself or create something already developed? Because how much money is this company worth that they're spending all the marketing dollars for you? It's just up to you to show those materials and tell them, do you want an opportunity or not an opportunity? And the problem is people that are not good networkers really don't explain the chances of success versus the chances of failure. If people were able to explain that more, I think, Tom, there'd be a better situation.
I think you have to be very honest and upfront with people about it. And you want to paint the dream, but you got to paint the hard work reality. One thing that we do offer, we have what they call a back office full of training and marketing, promotional videos, recruiting, websites and things like that. It's all free. Most companies charge for it. And so if you point people to that, and then you have to take them by the hand. And if something's not working,
you have to be a good leader. And so how have you grown your business since you've been there? What's your growth so far?
Okay. So I've grown just in the last 2 weeks, I brought in like 7 new people. And so that's good. If I can keep that pace, you know, through the spring and the summer, then I can get to the next levels that I want to be. And so that's really my goal. I do have people that are working it hard like me now. In the beginning, I did not. And people sign up, order one thing, a product, never hear from them again.
What are the rankings in your business? What are the rankings? How do they rank?
The rankings. Well, that's my path. They have, you know, 1K, 5K, 10K, 25K, 50K. What that means is let's just say like 10K. You cannot buy yourself to that level. You cannot put any money on that. You have to have a team of people that through their production accumulates to $10,000, not actually 10,000 points, which probably is more like 12,000 to 15,000 actual dollars. And then that elevates you to that rank. And then you're going to get like, a bonus for that. And that's the same thing. So the top ranks are, you know, 500K and a million. Which is monthly. And we have nobody at the million a month yet. We have several.
That's because
people.
You're still in the infancy stages.
Yeah, right? It's really probably only taken off in a big way in the last 3 years, this company has.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so that's why Todd's involved. That's why I'm involved, because I see the growth upside.
Where can you find information on you to sign up with you and join your team?
Well, thanks for asking. Oh, I really appreciate that. They can just go to my basic webpage, which is mydailychoice.com/Tom Booth. And so they will see at the top of the page, join, and they can join. You join for free. You get all the information that you possibly want, and you can find how to contact me. I don't know if, should I give my number out or anything? Or
yeah, give your number. Go, Tom. Go.
Yeah. All right. 309-337-1062. That's Central, Illinois number. And I'll promote. Let's see. Where do I have it here? One other thing. Where did I put it? Oh, yeah. Look at this. So okay. I have a book. And so that's a compilation with several other writers. I'm on the cover, and I kind of organize it with Matt Morris. And it's about leadership, because, leadership is important, right, in this business. But it's being a leader by doing, not a manager. You absolutely do not manage my people. I just try to set the pace and do the next thing.
You're definitely a leader in the opera world, and you're a leader in this, and you're impressive. So I appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you, Neil. Nice to meet you. It's an honor. And thanks for a little promotion here. So
you're welcome.
I hope we'll stay in touch and do something.
We'll talk off air. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment. Okay.